Levels of practice. All along, I have tried to emphasize the importance of practicing at your natural level. Within Highest Yoga Tantra, there are three levels. To this point, we have been considering practitioners who have achieved a high level of proficiency, but have not been able to achieve the supreme feat of Buddhahood in this lifetime. Such people begin to die due to the force of polluted karma and afflictive emotions. But if they are able to transform the mother clear light of death into the child clear light of the path, they can bypass an ordinary intermediate state leading to rebirth and achieve an actual illusory body, not one that is just imagined. The next level of practitioner, discussed in stanza 15, is not able to transform the clear light of death into a spiritual path state, and therefore cannot induce achievement of an illusory body, but still has to undergo ordinary death. This yogi does transform the clear light of death into a form of the path, albeit one that is not capable of producing an illusory body. The yogi is able to appear, not in fact, but in imagination, in an illusory body during an ordinary intermediate state. A yogi at this level can choose the form of rebirth through the power of compassion, wishes, and mindfulness. The next level of practitioner, discussed in stanza 16, cannot transform the clear light of death into any fully qualified path, but is able, after the period of unconsciousness, in the latter part of the mind of black near attainment, to generate mindfulness of Tantra practice in some form during the manifestation of the clear light. This person passes into an ordinary intermediate state and takes rebirth in an ordinary way, but is capable of generating beneficial practice due to good predispositions and the coming together of external and internal circumstances. All three levels are seeking to generate the clear light consciousness into a wisdom-realizing emptiness. Therefore, prior to the stages of dissolution, all three levels become mindful of emptiness. Especially during the dissolutions of earth, water, fire, and wind, and the emergence of the four empties, the minds of white appearance, red-orange increase of appearance, black near attainment, and clear light, they generate the power of mindfulness and contemplate the emptiness of inherent existence, the deathless mode of being that is the nature of all phenomena. Since the top level of practitioner is capable of transforming the clear light of death into a consciousness-realizing emptiness, this acts as an antidote to powerless death. From that time on, you are no longer susceptible to birth and death. The true nature of all phenomena contemplated in this way yields immortality, and consequently, it is called deathless in the poem. Death dawns in stages, from the dissolving of earth into water, through to and including the dawning of the clear light. Afterward, in cases of ordinary death, but not the death of the most highly trained yogi, the eight stages occur in reverse order, passing from the clear light to black near attainment, to red-orange increase of appearance, to white appearance, to flame, to fireflies, to smoke, and finally to mirage. At the end of an ordinary death, three events occur simultaneously. One, the clear light ceases. 2, you rise from the clear light of death into the vivid black near attainment. And 3, the intermediate state begins, after which the other reverse steps occur. In a similar way, a yogi on the first level of highest yoga tantra practice, but dwelling in the metaphoric clear light, simultaneously rises from the clear light into near attainment, creating an illusory body. However, a yogi on the first level of highest yoga tantra practice, who rises from the actual clear light, does not pass backwards to the mind of near attainment and so forth. All coarser levels of mind have ceased.